your smartphone.
Part of the KM Group.
KMFM, it's 1 o'clock. The latest now with Joanna Earle.
Officials say identifying the victims of Saturday's airshow disaster in Shoreham will be a slow and painstaking operation. The West Sussex coroner has warned it may take several weeks for the investigations to be completed. Police still believe 11 people died when a jet crashed on the A27. Sky's Joanna Simpson is in Shoreham with the latest.
Maurice Abrahams, a 76-year-old Daimler wedding car driver, was on his way to collect a bride when he was sadly killed. Matthew Grimstone and Jacob Schill, who played for Worthing FC, were also killed, and tonight a minute's silence will be held at League Cup games in their memory and for the other victims.
Ray Davidson from Sittingbourne was at the air show when the accident happened. He says the horrifying incident was the last thing he ever expected.
An air show that I never imagined I'd ever see. Why? Because the last thing I ever expected was every air show spectator's nightmare. An aircraft coming down in flames or hitting the ground.
And you can watch more of that interview on KMTV tonight from 6:30 at kentonline.co.uk.
This is KMFM News.
A lorry driver has been cut free from his cab by firefighters following a crash in Gillingham. The 5-ton truck is believed to have crashed into a number of homes and several cars on Marlborough Road just after 9 this morning. The man's been taken to hospital and the road is currently closed. 2 years after it was first rated inadequate, a team of inspectors are visiting Kent's biggest hospital to see what improvements have been made. The trust that runs the Medway Maritime in Gillingham was put into special measures in July 2013 because of high death rates and concerns over A&E. The Care Quality Commission will publish their findings later this year.
KMFM News.
A Kent cancer expert says she's hoping a new drug to boost the effectiveness of chemotherapy could soon be used to treat certain types of the disease.
Chemotherapy is still the mainstay of many cancer treatments in the clinic for diseases like lung cancer and pancreatic cancer. And the development of this drug may provide the opportunity to boost the effects of the chemotherapy in cancer patients.
Professor Michelle Garrett from the Uni of Kent is one of a number of scientists who've looked at how the drug can stop cancer cells becoming resistant to treatment. It's already been tested on mice and human cells and is expected to soon be used in clinical trials. A yellow weather warning has been put in place for heavy rain in Kent tonight and tomorrow. The Met Office say heavy downpours could lead to flooding and traffic problems. Meantime, firefighters have told KMFM they have more than 60 calls about flooding in Kent following torrential rain last night. Tunbridge Wells was one of the worst affected parts of the county.
KMFM News.
Eurostar carried a record million passengers in July, according to figures released today. That's the highest ever number of people to use the high-speed rail link in a single month, and it's up 5% on the same time last year. They've also revealed over 148,000 passengers are expected to travel over the bank holiday weekend. And Calvin Harris has been rated the world's top earning DJ. According to Forbes magazine, the 31-year-old has made around £42 million in the last year in gigs, sales and in underwear modelling deal.
KMFM Sport.
With Dino Plumbing, for all your home emergency plumbing needs, visit dinoplumbingkent.co.uk.
Great Britain could add to their medal tally at the World Athletics Championships this afternoon. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, Olympic, European and Commonwealth title holder Greg Rutherford is going in the final of the long jump in Beijing. Elsewhere, Christine Ohorougou is comfortably into the 400 metres final. The reigning champion in the event won her semi-final in her best time of the season so far. On to cricket now, and the England and Kent captain is confident her side can get back into the Women's Ashes series. They trail by 8 points to 2 and must win all 3 2020 internationals against Australia if they're to retain the urn. Charlotte Edwards says they'll be raring to go at Chelmsford tomorrow.
It's about us seeing how much we want to keep hold of these Ashes, and from what I've seen from the girls so far, they're desperate to do that.
And in hockey, England's women are into Friday's semi-finals of the Euro Hockey Championships at London's Olympic Park. The squad, which features a number of Kent players, beat Italy 2-0 to reach the last four with one group game left to play. England's men aim to secure their spot in the semis when they take on Spain tonight.
That's the latest. You can also keep up to date on your smartphone, tablet and PC with kentonline.co.uk.